KBMW.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Clouds keeping us company, 16 degrees. Welcome to our Friday talk around. Gene Ferdin. It's Christmas time in the city. Good morning.
Hello.
How's that for an introduction?
That is the best I've ever had.
We've got Brianna Koval in here, too. We're going to talk.
You're not going to sing for me?
Huh? I got to think of a song for you.
Later.
Which I
will think of a holiday song and put your name in
next
it.
Time.
Okay,
next time.
And you'll be sweating bullets. I know you will.
Yeah.
Let's talk Salvation Army. I'm hearing the bells out there everywhere I go. A lot of people ringing. Kettles are out. How's it going?
I think it's going really well.
Okay.
Like I was telling you before, whenever I ask people if they would like to ring, they say yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you were saying, we were talking before we went on here, you've had people, like from the start of this thing, that just show up every year for you.
I do. I have a family that has been here, I think, for 11 years, and now they're going through their grandchildren ringing. So, yes.
That's a nice legacy.
It is. It's really something special that grandmother does with her grandchildren every year.
So the money goes into the kettles. Then where does the money go, Gene Ferdin?
The money stays here in Richland-Wilkin County. Okay, it doesn't go out somewhere else. So,
good answer.
While we're saying this, if you're getting letters from St. Paul, that money doesn't go to Richland-Wilkin unless it's a huge emergency. Mm-hmm. So if you want the money to be here, you have to put in the kettles in the two counties.
Well, Salvation Army is tied into so much.
Yes.
And every time I'm reading stories about disasters, fires, floods, what have you, Salvation Army is always there to take care of it. And you can't do that for free.
No, you can't do that for free. And when these emergencies occur, it's like just a one-time thing. It's not, we don't keep funding people continually.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have trouble with a fuel bill or something like that, that's something that we do.
Fantastic. So where are the kettles located around town?
They are at Wahpeton and Breckenridge Econo Foods and at Walmart. And then there are small kettles all over the county and in the two towns. So,
fantastic.
So if you can't get into town to put in the big kettle, then look around your town.
I always like to see the little kids come in and put in their quarters and their dimes and everything else, and they just feel so proud of themselves.
I know, and I like that too.
And that's a good way to get it started.
Exactly.
Are you still in need of bell ringers?
Yes, we're always in need of bell ringers. So, you know, give us calls, or you could call social services. Is that it, Brianna?
Yes. So Human Services over in Richland County, they help manage the sign-up page, which is available on Facebook right now, where we have some quick links on there where you just go to the Sign-Up Genius and you can choose your time slot. You're only signing up for an hour.
That was going to be my next question. How long are we?
Just be there for an hour. If you want to sign up for 5 hours, that's great. Bring somebody with you. It's not a huge time commitment, but it makes such an impact.
Right.
So please, you know, call the Veterans Service Office in Richland County or Human Services, and they can get you to the right person who can get you signed up over the phone, or look on Facebook, and you can sign up through the quick link on there. Also, I know a lot of the church bulletins have been putting that link in there. There's a QR code that goes along with it, so you can scan it with your phone, and then you can sign up through the app on your phone. So it's really, really easy. Just sign up for an hour because it makes such a big difference.
This is you do make it very easy to sign up and ring
those
bells. And I
like her to tell the things about the tech, because I'm not so good at that.
That makes two of us here, Gene Ferdin. A great time of the year, and again, the giving time of the year.
Yes.
And like I said, Salvation Army, you can't do all this stuff for nothing, so definitely worth contributing.
It is, and I think that our big focus has been the weekend backpack food program.
Oh, yes.
That's how we give a lot of money to that program, so the kids aren't hungry over the weekends.
What brought you to Salvation Army, Gene Ferdin? How long have you been? You've been doing this a while.
We think it's 11 years.
Wow.
And thanks to my buddy Shirley Fox, she got me into this because her mother was a big supporter of Salvation Army and her sister is a big supporter. And so there was an opening in Wahpeton, and we just started.
Well, you've always kind of had that spirit to you, though. That had to bring in your upbringing.
I Thank you.
Okay, well, we're digging deep this
morning.
Yeah,
we are. Yes, we are, Bill.
Gene, always great to have you in here. If people want any more information, who can they contact?
They can call Brianna here.
Okay.
Okay, she knows a lot.
She does know a lot.
I know a lot of things. Mm-hmm. 218-643-5815. That's my office number. I can get you signed up. They can call Veterans Service and talk to Jenny over there. They can call Richland County Human Services, and they can call over there, and they can connect you with the right person. Or you can just call Jean, because Jean has a spreadsheet with her all the time, mm-hmm. and she can get you signed up just
She's
by calling
on it,
her.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jean, always great to have
Thanks,
you in here.
Bill.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good to see
you.
Your smiling face. I was on vacation.
I know you were.
So you came in last week, was it?
I think it was the week before.
Okay.
And I just want to say that if it hadn't been for Brianna, the day after Thanksgiving, we had a really nice pot.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was because
of
her.
And who rang that day? That's, you know what that is? That's Scout Saturday. So we started ringing the first Saturday of the kettle season for the last 3 years, four years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been a huge day for the kettle, particularly in November when nobody's really kind of thinking about the kettle yet. But then those kids stand out there and they are so proud of themselves for being out there to ring the bell. And they're so proud when the money gets in the kettle. And it was, what did they raise that day, Jean? I know you texted it to me.
I know, and I can't tell you off the top of my head, but
it was really good. Yeah,
right.
I know it was over $500 in the kettle that day, mm-hmm. Which is a huge amount. So
that's great. Seeing
know,
the scouts get
great.
Involved in that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Gene, how's that make you feel? Kind of being in the Christmas spirit and the holiday
it
tradition for the past
really
11
good.
Years. It,
yeah.
it better make it you does. Feel good.
Yes.
Young lady, you're doing good things.
Okay. Thanks, right. Bill.
You bet. Gene Verdeen, Salvation Army. Always great to see Gene in here around Christmas time. Brianna Koval, we're way ahead of ourselves. Now we've already talked scouts. That's usually how we wrap up our report.
I know, but it worked out to talk to Gene about it.
It did.
Too.
I was hoping that at least once between now and Christmas, I would see Gene.
Well, because
between Janet Gageland's Christmas fudge and Gene Verdeen and the Salvation Army, now my Christmas can officially start. Okay, that's where I'm at.
Well, good, and you're wearing red today too,
I know,
so it's very festive.
Well, I just thought, you know. I only look like Santa Claus. So, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, what are we going to talk about here?
Well, it's winter
mm-hmm.
for at least the next day.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to be 36, 38, 42.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on with this stuff?
I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not either.
No, I am not complaining. It's just been a warm December so far,
okay.
And that's okay. We'll just stay tuned and see what happens. Right now, the extended outlook is for it to be warmer, so we'll see if it's going to be a white Christmas or a brown Christmas. We don't know.
What's the probabilistic forecast for Christmas?
I have no idea.
You got me started on that.
That's flooding only.
I know.
So right now, it's just while the snow is still around, freezes at night, gets slushy during the day. Keep in mind that it's slick out.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly in those early morning hours and overnight, it's going to be slick. Parking lots are slick. Sidewalks can be slick. So just keep that in mind when you're getting out of your vehicle and you're walking across the grocery store parking lot. Don't fall down if it's late in the evening and everything's starting to freeze up again. I imagine by the end of the weekend, everything is going to be gone and all the surfaces will be dry again. So then we can not have to think about winter for another couple weeks.
That's what I'm hearing.
But that's what it looks like. The forecast looks dry and warm.
El Nino.
So,
they said it. And
yep.
So far, it's been true. That could change overnight.
Absolutely. So we'll just kind of have to see what happens. But just because winter is coming and going doesn't mean that you shouldn't get that winter weather kit into your vehicle. If you haven't put that in there yet, make sure you have the ice scraper and the sand or the salt and the blanket and the winter gear, a little bit of water, a little bit of non-perishable, easy-to-eat food. Anything like that, make sure that battery on your cell phone is charged before you leave town. Have the jumper cables in there, that red piece of cloth to put on your antenna or your side mirror if you do end up in the ditch so somebody knows that you're there. All of those things. So just because it's warm doesn't mean we can't be prepared. Gather it all up now so you're not searching for it before that first big storm.
You've talked about this for a while. I mean, this is all kind of by road with you. And Watch those heating appliances, too.
Yes.
Keep your eye on them.
Absolutely. If you're using space heaters or some sort of supplemental device to heat your home, make sure that you are using one in a safe manner. Never plug those into a power strip because it's going to melt the power strip, cause a fire, all of those things. Make sure that you have a unit that won't tip over, or if it does, it has that safety on it where it's going to shut itself off. All of those old space heaters, they'll tip over right onto your carpet, ignite the carpet, because they're not going to shut themselves off. Also make sure that you have 12 inches of space between any sort of heating device, baseboard heater, furnace vents, anything like that. Make sure you have a safe distance from any combustible materials, just to make sure that everybody's going to have a safe holiday season. And water those Christmas trees.
Water those Christmas trees. I was just going to say, make sure you're doing that.
If you are still having a real Christmas tree in your house, make sure you're watering it. Number one, it makes them smell better. Number two, it's going to decrease that fire risk as well.
That's true. Hey, how about Jean Ferdin?
Isn't she great?
She's amazing.
I know.
And doing this for 11 years and just... She does it with the grace that she does everything with. So it's just hats off to her for doing it.
Well, when she said 11 years, I'm thinking, I've worked here for 13, and I don't remember the Salvation Army without Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's made that kind of an impact on our community, where when you think Salvation Army kettle season around here, you think Jean and Shirley. So it's really great that we have them to help support the campaign around
here.
Absolutely.
And the Scouts, as you mentioned, we usually wrap it up with the Scouts, but they've been busy doing Salvation Army stuff.
Yep, we rang the bell that Saturday before Thanksgiving. So
how was your Thanksgiving, by the way? Let's wrap it up with that. You had a good one?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we went to Grand Forks, visited some family, ate a lot of food, came home.
That's what it's all about.
Yep, absolutely.
Traveling turkey.
Yep. And football.
And football. I'm not talking about that after last Monday.
Nope. No, that's for another time.
Yeah, we're just not even going to mention it. You going to be in next Friday?
Absolutely.
Good. Look forward to it. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. It's 918, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Dablow, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes.